The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
How's that, Ed? You've been bumped up the ladder.
We've done well, done very well. All I have to do is kill the co-host.
We have no co-host today because we're welcoming Newcastle on board. And that means we're going back to basics.
Good.
We're getting into the time tunnel.
Oh.
We're going to remind people exactly how you got this job.
Yep, it's a good story.
It's going to be a trip through, your past.
Yeah, good. Well, I've got some emails to get people up to speed.
Wow.
Very us-related news topics.
I don't think any of these ideas would have been heard on Newcastle Radio before.
Absolutely not. Battle of the Sexes is coming up.
It is not! Neither is Gender Bender.
What's that?
Or His and Hers. I don't know what these things are. That's what they do on real radio
Gender
programs.
Gender Bender Radio.
We're also going to have a few conspiracy theories.
Mm.
We're going to float them up. There's a lot more coming. A
little bit of Believe It or Not too, Tone.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. It's all on Get This, the show that's been described as...
An eyesore, a terrorist target, an environmental pollutant, and a safety hazard.
That's Angel of Harlem, you too. It's Get This around the nation. Good morning. Good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you're listening. It's getting tricky to do this program.
Yeah, it is. And buena venute.
That'd be me, Tony Martin, talking now.
Mm.
See that bit where that talking's happening? Mm. That's me. Hello, Newcastle.
Hola.
And that's Ed Cavalli.
Hello.
You may have seen him, Newcastle.
Yep.
In the KFC ad. He's the one with the helmet of hair.
The bad pink shirt and the weird cuts. I saw it again last night. And there's this really weird cut. There's one where we rock up and they're like, hey, boys, you need to have the same burger as, you know, a barbecue something burger. And I'm like, it's Thursday. And then they cut and I'm like grinning like an idiot, right? They cut away. They cut back. And I'm just grinning like an idiot but staring off into the middle distance completely somewhere else.
Sounds very arty for a KFC ad.
I just couldn't look any stupider in this ad.
Well, we'll see if that's true over the next hour.
Find out.
Here at Get This.
Mm.
And what do our Newcastle listeners need to know?
Lots.
Like what?
We get a lot of good emails that we like to read out.
That we've done very little preparation this morning.
That's the one I'm looking for.
Because we're slightly thrown, because this is how the show works. It's me and Ed.
Yep.
And then there's usually somebody in the mystery chair.
Yeah, the co-host chair.
A mystery co-host. Mm. We have a different one every day. Mm. And I've been back through the archives.
Mm.
Well, actually, I haven't. Our producer, Nikki, and Maddie Dow down in the lab.
Yeah.
They've thrown together a medley of some of our co-hosts. Over the last 6 months. You want to hear it?
Do I have a choice?
This is what we get up to on Get This. Bert Newton, let's have a round.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You've been on Triple M before, Bert?
I think I have, but not for a while.
Yes. The Heat Parade, was there music that was like too edgy and dangerous to go to ear in those days? Would people go, look, this latest Pat Boone, it's too fast. People are breaking their legs.
One was Too Darn Hot.
Please, keep that language to yourself, Bert.
And a thing called Always True to You in My Fashion, because it suggested that someone in a married situation was being untrue.
Whereas now we have I Like Your Pants Around Your Feet. Mm-hmm.
Which is the opening theme now, I think, to Big Brother, isn't it?
Richard E. Grant is about to field calls from actual listeners to get really nervous.
Live ones.
Hello, Olivia.
Yes, if I hadn't had a husband, you would have been the one.
How old are you, darling?
Getting a bit old now.
Oh, yeah? Well, me too.
A little bit older. Not too bad for my age, though.
This husband of yours, I mean, is it going to last, do you think, Olivia?
I think it'll last. I hope so.
Richard's willing to get in the station Black Thunder and pop around.
Oh, God. I would love that.
Chris Isaac, Baby Did a Bad Bad Thing. Possibly the best thing about that Stanley Kubrick movie.
There was a young woman who did the soundtrack, and she's very serious. And they said, Chris, this is the woman who wrote the soundtrack. I had to bite my tongue. I was going, hey, that was pretty easy work, wasn't it?
Bing.
Remove your clothes.
Bong. I'm going, what are you? You're listening to the doorbell, and you said, that counts. That's good enough.
Ross Noble has joined us. Saturn's density, the planet Saturn, is so low that the entire planet could float on water. It's like a giant profiterole. You could just lay it down on a lake and it just float there.
Is that where the Saturn got its
quality?
Very confusing on Dancing with the Stars if somebody turned up actually wearing trousers made out of Saturn.
Out of the planet.
The planet.
But if they fell into a pond,
they'd be laughing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jane Kennedy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Dan.
I have celebrity photos.
Of who?
of Jane Kennedy.
Oh,
is that right?
Who is that?
What's the www?
I'll post them on the net.
Don't you dare. What are they?
You're at my birthday party when we were about 8 years old. Your grandparents lived across the road from me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Dan and Becky.
That's right, yeah.
I'm very happy that I'm 8 years old, Dan, because I was going to say, if I was 22... my friends made me do some very unusual things.
Ben Elton is our co-host.
So you've directed a film. How did you go with screen direction?
Crossing the line thing. But you've got the genius of it. It's almost always a girl called the continuity girl. Yeah. You're constantly turning to her and saying, you know, which way do they walk? Have they said this before? What are they wearing? Incredible level of concentration.
But they're a nightmare at lunch because you put your cup down and they go, no, it was just over there. Move it to the left. So your pants up. We're talking old rare vinyl. And Dave Graney is here to appraise it. Who have we got on the line?
Louise, tell us about your old 45.
I have Come On Everybody, Let's Mouse-icize by Mickey Mouse.
Really? That sounds very perverse.
It's got Daffy Duck's version of I Want to Be Like You on it.
Daffy Duck, he's always losing his beak, exploding, and then he's miraculously back together.
But it helps with the weight loss and saves on the mouse-icize. Angus Sampson's with us.
I was watching Ripley's on the weekend, and it's like... After the break, Colombian Ecuadorian lady that now lives... I actually sound like Robin Leach.
That's right, Dion Warwick.
La Dolce Vita doesn't get any sweeter.
The daughter of a Harlem subway conductor who grew up dreaming of show business.
That's pretty much everyone on that show.
Adnan Khashoggi, the world's richest bachelor with gold-plated toilets in his own private 747.
Jane Alsop is our co-host this morning. What sort of series are you looking for? Are you looking for a detective sort of hard-hitting? Good. What about, have you seen Rebus on the ABC?
No, I haven't.
I think he might be Scottish. Mm. But it's one of those shows where the detective gets to say this word, madder.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, madder. Has been a madder.
It's always good fun. Beefy boxes with us.
Do you know what I've just realised in my relationship, which has only been about 6 months?
Right.
I've jumped very quickly into the cute coochie coochie gaga phase.
Right.
And I'm realizing that doesn't work in a seduction sense.
No.
I'm not getting much of a look in at the moment because I'm just, oh, you're so cute.
No, you've got to save that for a couple of years in once the farting has begun. That's how that works.
It's our movie edition, so Lockie Hume is with us.
Why not try and get Gutenberg and Swayze together in a film?
Good,
that's
idea.
What I'm thinking, because that's the kind of stuff that inspires me. When I'm flicking through Variety and I read the names Gutenberg or Swayze.
But I reckon if I was the Red Army and I was going to invade somewhere, just the sight of the Goot and the Swayze standing on the shores, I'd just turn around and go straight back.
Oh, I would too. In fact, I did. My whole aborted mission to invade America fell on its rubber buttocks.
Because of the Goot.
Because of the Goot.
Tim Rogers is co-hosting. Just quickly, best concert, worst concert you've seen, Tim?
I think best gig I ever saw was The Beast of Bourbon on a tour that we were playing with them in 93.
Right. So,
and the worst, the one just off the top of my head, I got my nose broken at a cult gig in 1987.
Okay.
A big chap landed on my nose.
All right. That'll happen.
Bad concert, I actually went and saw Howard Jones in Brisbane. Back when I was working for FM 104, now known as Triple M in Brisbane.
I would
like to get to know you well. It was a station promotion. I had to be there. I was giving things out of the back of a van.
I'll give you $56 and a latte for a photo of you at that gig.
I don't think there was any evidence, but if there was, I probably looked like Howard Jones. I probably had pirate pants on.
I'd like to get to know you well.
Glenn Robbins is our co-host this morning. I remember going to see you doing Uncle Arthur at La Joke in Melbourne.
Yeah,
I think everyone in the audience got a birthday card with an ironed $1 note paper clipped into it. I've still got that somewhere. That was fantastic.
It's not a bad thing, is it? And you know, I tried to iron one the other day. You see what happens when they iron?
New ones?
Yeah, they just all shrink up. New money cannot be ironed, and I think that's sad.
So were you at home in the Uncle Arthur costume ironing plastic notes?
I was.
We
I
learned
was.
Something more about they you every time you come in, Glenn Robbins.
Dylan Moran is joining us this morning. In the 70s, there was a trend. British TV comedy shows doing films. It'd be like, Are You Being Served, going to Spain, or on the buses.
Yeah, I don't even know these original programs. They're very British, though. People in Ireland didn't pay attention to them.
Often they would come to Australia and do a Down Under version.
If On the Buses was coming here to do a road show, you're seriously starved.
That's how it works. Mm. Let's get started here on Triple M or Newcastle KOFM. Hey, it's Pink on Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, except in Newcastle.
KOFM.
What goes on there, do you reckon, Ed?
I reckon every now and again they can't help themselves and it's a bit of KOFM and boom, boom, bit of boxing.
A bit of punching. Yeah. Ding, ding.
KOFM.
I'm sure there'd be a bit of that. We apologise if there isn't, because obviously we're... Well, what do we know about Newcastle?
I like it. I've been there a few times.
Yeah. Dancing steelworkers. That's the impression I get from the movies.
Yeah, touch of the boot man about it.
I don't know if the movies are accurate in that portrayal.
No. Like football, I'm pretty sure. Mm. Got a guy on a horse that rides around the stadium. Impressive.
I'm from New Zealand. I mean, really, all we know about Newcastle is that song.
Which is?
Don't you ever let a chance go by. You'd be too young to remember
what
that.
What is that?
It was a song called the Newcastle Song. It was a bloke called Bob Hudson. And he just insisted for 3 minutes that one should never let a chance go by. That would be a very foolish thing to do.
How'd he go?
Oh, look,
how'd he end up?
We need a fact sheet.
Oh!
We love a fact sheet.
With everything you need to know.
Wikipedia, that's where we need to get
off. Oh, actually, here we go. I've actually done some work.
Yeah, on Newcastle. No, on cats that look like Hitler. Because that's what we do on the show. Ed loves to direct people to websites.
Yeah, catsthatlooklikehitler.com.
Yeah.
Catsinstincts.com.
Yeah.
Those are your good ones. But listen to this tone. Your Wikipedia page, for those of you uninitiated with Wikipedia, it's the final authority on everything. Now, this is under under the heading personal life. So if anyone doesn't know about T. Martin, you're about to find out.
There we go.
Tony Martin's first job, straight out of high school, was a forklift driver at an Armley surplus store.
That's true.
On the Get This radio show of 15 blah blah blah, he highlighted the serious issue of workplace bullying by revealing that at this job he had often been tied up and left hanging from the ceiling in a burlap sack.
That's true. I was so annoying. I was such an annoying forklift driver that I had to be suspended from the ceiling two or three times a day.
You boring people with movie facts.
I would insist that they turn off the porno movies in the lunchroom. I just said, you know, women are going to come in here occasionally.
Yeah, and I'll be turned on.
There was a guy who worked there, one of the other forklift drivers, who had a porno movie called The Sex Boat.
Yes.
And it was like a porno version of The Love Boat. And it was just on every day.
Every day?
I'm going, look, my mum's coming in with my lunch.
All right, I'll queue up a good bit. But listen, Tone, this is the...
Into a burlap sack and hoist him high. I don't know that I was doing it to highlight workplace bullying.
I don't think you were either. I think you just like a bit of, suspended sack work.
Sure.
But it does go on to say there is a possibility that Tony only mentioned this fact so it would appear on his Wikipedia page.
Who's doing this?
You know, knowing types. Therefore, its veracity must be in some doubt.
Yeah, I guess that's true. What else is on there? Is there other embarrassing facts there?
No, yours is pretty clean. I think that you get on there and change it enough for it to be relatively not, not vandalised.
I don't know how to...
I get your love pump's gone.
The love pump?
Yeah.
That's got its own page now. On Wikipedia. Martin, you mentioned...
Lovepump.org.
Cats that look like Hitler.
Ah, yeah.
Philip Taylor says, been to that side, yeah. Cavalier. Yeah. It's a rip-off. Half the cats don't even look like Hitler.
Well, even if it's only half that do, that's still quite a lot of cats that
some
look like Hitler.
Look like Groucho Marx. Some look like Charlie Chaplin. One of them looks like Kaiser Wilhelm II.
Which one?
I don't know. That needs to be its own website. Cats that look like Kaiser Wilhelm II. It's a lot to type in. What do we do on the show? I'm sure the Novocastrians are still confused. Well, firstly, we're sponsored by the classiest van on the market.
That's
the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Remarkable safety features and affordability.
Absolutely.
You'll hear us going on about that quite a lot.
And you'll hear me trying to convince them to give me one quite a lot.
That never happens.
Never happens.
They sent you a photo of one.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Should be satisfied with that. Nice. We have a lot of theories that we float on the show.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to have to get used to that.
Yeah,
obviously, we're of the belief that Karl Stefanovic is a robot.
He is.
Yeah. Do we have some proof of that?
Oh, yes.
Welcome back. Well, they are the quintessential item for your wardrobe. They've been around for decades and continue to evolve.
Nodding profusely.
Acid wash jeans are back.
Marble wash jeans.
Oh, I loved my acid wash when I was young.
Oh, no. Marble wash jeans when I was a young fella.
And stretch I always find the most comfortable to wear.
Nodding profusely.
But we are running out of time. I mean, I could talk about jeans all day.
Marble wash jeans.
Acid.
Marble.
Bad memories.
Nodding profusely.
We'll return with more of today in a moment.
There we go. The pudding.
Android.
Imagine that. I heard Jessica Rose say she could talk about jeans all day. That's a tough day out.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Tough 24 hours.
What else do we do? We often, claim that we're saying...
You are dealing with Dickinson.
That's baffling.
I didn't even set that one up properly. That's how long we've been since we've done that.
That's baffling for those who don't know who Dickinson is.
Yeah, he does a show called Dealing with Dickinson on the Foxtel about antiques, but he just likes shouting at people. So we like to play that.
Yeah, we're into him.
We occasionally, worry about Shane Warne.
There's only one thing that really worries me, and that's hair loss.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel better now.
Yeah. We do, we talk a lot, obviously.
Absolutely.
On the show. Yeah, that's a bone of contention. People say we should be playing more music.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, sorry, that's Ed Cavalier.
Your body is a wonderland.
Making love to Newcastle.
Your body is a wonderland.
You're listening to KOFM or Triple M, depending on where you are.
You know what happens? You guys always fade it before you start it, and that's not the best bit because I really get going. The last, Your Body is a Wonderland, is actually the best one.
Well, that's what's on there, isn't
it? It's quite breathy. No, the last bit of that sting.
Oh, so we're going to have to play it again?
No, I'm normally just shouting over the top trying to get you guys to stop. But you know what? I've accepted that. That was me trying to show how well auto-tune works. And to be honest with you, I saw Ben Folds with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra last night.
Oh, how was that?
It was fantastic. Yeah. Jeez, people are good at playing music.
Did he...
Some people are really, really good at playing music. Like, professionally.
See? They've never heard that theory floated in Newcastle. Wow.
Heaps of people know how to play violin.
Inside Central, that's really, where you are.
Really, really well.
Yeah.
One guy up the back, he had a maraca, and I thought, that's a stretch for a symphony orchestra, a maraca. I reckon I could probably have a go at that.
I'm maraca.
Yeah, I'm maraca. And then after that, he went on to the cymbals.
Wow.
That was his job, the man that smacks the cymbals up the back.
That surely anyone could do that.
You'd think.
Yeah.
He was good.
Maybe you could add that to your list of challenges.
He was good.
That's another thing we do on this show. Yeah. Ed Cavalier's challenges.
Mm.
How many have you got on the boil at the moment?
It's a table tennis tournament that's coming as soon as Angus Sampson finishes on this film.
We've got Kaftan Week coming up.
Oh, Satney Kaftan Week.
Where?
You know what? I want to throw off the shackles of these restricting clothes. The jeans are suffocating my legs, you know. My torso cries out for a nautical-themed kaftan.
Well, that's coming.
Shackles, man. I want to feel the breeze, around the middle. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be out the front standing over a grate. That's what you'll be doing when the satiny kaftans arrive.
The other thing that happens, bizarre film references.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
And
you've also got an entry in for Funniest Home Videos. There's a lot of suspense waiting to see if that happens.
I don't understand. It's got everything. It's got surprise. It's got a huge sort of smack in the face for a giant mouse, right?
So you're giving it away.
I think that's what I did.
Down at Funniest.
I think it's my fault.
Down at Funniest, they're onto that now.
Because I saw the bloke that I did it with on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I said, mate, it hasn't gotten in. And he said, I think it's because you've been talking about it on the radio. I think they're onto us.
He'd be ropeable, that guy.
Hey, then there was an auction at this thing that we were at.
Yeah.
And I got an Alf doll for $8.
Wow. Did you hear that, Newcastle? $8. Keep your dancing still, workers. That's what we've got.
$8 Alf dolls.
We haven't introduced the bloke who pushes the buttons on the show. He's going to have to give himself a fake round of applause. It's Richard Marsden. How can we set him up for people who don't know who he is?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I've done some more work here, Tone. And Jess from Dingley writes in, and on my page of Get This, because I don't have anything to say, it's just like a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say there, what would you do on the show? And she said she'd just sit here and look pretty, and I say, good idea. And then she says, and maybe you could just leave altogether and leave me alone with the windswept Richard Marsden.
Oh, right. That's you, Richard.
Windswept sex god Richard Marsden.
Do I give myself a round of applause?
Now.
Very strange feeling.
Oh.
Get used to it. It's show business.
Right.
Does a fair bit of work on Rove. I'm assuming Rove goes to Newcastle.
Yeah, of course.
And every now and then, you'll just see this bloke who'll get up and do like a cameo in a sketch with like a Scottish accent.
It's hypnotising,
and
you know?
Everyone, you can see Hellier looking shifty, going, how long am I going to be here with this kind of talent in the wings?
Absolutely. Rove trying to push him off stage before the applause gets too loud.
I know, it's... Yeah.
Do you have it?
Grandstanding. Oh, you've got your Scottish accent, have you?
Do you want me to find it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and he's swarthy. He describes himself as swarthy.
Yeah, which seems odd to me. Because
I don't know what swarthy... I don't know what swarthy means to start with.
Yeah, well, let's...
It's sort of a dark...
Is it a
tanned appearance? Yeah?
Oh, is it a tanned appearance?
Mm. Okay, here's your line.
You can take my license, but you'll never take my tequila!
Wow. So there it is, Newcastle.
Fine work.
Firepower. You've got me, the voice of Barjas. You've got Cavalli from the KFC ad. Is he gay? You be the judge. You've
what
got
do you mean you be the judge?
Richard Marsland.
I'm the judge.
Doing Scottish accents on road.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
You've got our producer, Nikki Hamilton.
Doing all the work.
Did a show called Eagle and Evans.
Yeah, that's true.
Almost went to air.
Can't believe it.
Almost was broadcast.
I can't believe it. I can't believe how close you can get.
We got Matty Dow down in the basement making sketches. God, used to host a radio show in his own bedroom.
Under the pseudonym Mad Dog.
It didn't go to air, but man, did it test well in the lounge room.
Really? Cut through in the kitchen was out of control. I'll tell you what.
So there's the cast. Look, this is what happens.
There's more happening. After whatever happens next, which I'm not sure, I've got some products which we're going to sizzle. I've got Cavalli's Believe It or Not.
We're getting into a time machine. That's going to be good.
I've got the dead pigeon story I've been saying for weeks.
Weeks that's been sizzled
weeks
up.
Weeks of it. I've got a bowl of Weet-Bix here and a glass of water and an old hat, I tell you.
And a boot full of conspiracy theories.
Right.
It's all coming up on Get This.
Get This.
A pretty pathetic effort and destined for failure.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Federation. Yeah, it's Triple M around the nation, except in Newcastle, where it's KOFM.
Ding, ding.
Don't worry, I'm not going to say that every time.
I'd like to see you remember.
I love how you just say ding, ding there. You know, if that's, I'm sure it's a thing where they've been trying to get rid of that for about 5 years and you've just brought it
really?
Back.
Maybe know. It's time.
I don't know.
I've got plenty of other boxing references.
It's Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli, Richard Marsland chiming in occasionally. Normally there's a big co-host sitting in this chair.
Yeah. Sometimes a dog.
Occasionally my dog will come in.
Most of the time they're human.
Tomorrow we've got Tony Wilson.
Tony Wilson.
Author of Players and I think got two new books coming out.
Kids book and a World Cup book.
So we'll be talking to him. Snato Garo.
Oh.
That's the spelling mistake version of Santo Chilaro. He's coming in Wednesday.
What's he in for?
I don't know.
Stuff.
Just to have a crap on.
Yeah, have a crap on. Excellent work.
Find out why we've been mispronouncing his name for so long. Arj Barker's coming in on Thursday.
I love Arj Barker.
And then on Friday, we're booting home with Marty Sheargold.
We're doing well.
I know. I love it when Marty comes in.
Same.
Because he just gets so many gripes out of his system.
So many beefs.
I'm not sure. Would Newcastle be across the Sheargold story? He goes out in many states, a show called The Shebang. Excellent program in the afternoons.
Mm. You can always podcast if you don't get to hear it.
Yeah. We've got a few podcasts.
Have we?
We do. The Smith cast.
Kevin Smith, filmmaker Kevin Smith.
The Wiggle cast.
Children entertainers, the Wiggles.
The Burt cast.
Popular entertainer, Burt Newton.
The Birmingham cast.
Popular author, John Birmingham.
There you go.
Your general podcast.
The Hitler cast.
That's a bit tough, actually. I probably wouldn't listen to that one.
No, it's mostly telling you to go to catsthatlooklikehitler.com, our favourite website at the moment. But this is the part of the show where Ed Cavalli favours us with a tune. What have you got today?
Pianos, and I'm just going to free jazz after that.
All
two,
right.
Three, four.
That's
not me.
That's Richard Marsland's drum machine.
That's Marsland on the Charlene 5000.
All right, do it properly. One, two, three.
Three, four.
Does just sound like The Clash.
Yeah, often does, actually, in this break.
Here we go. That's Rock the Casbah, The Clash.
I reckon you do a good version of that tone.
Me?
Because all your singing's in English accent.
Yeah.
And I think that, I reckon you could probably put out a winning cover of Rock the Casbah.
Something else we do in Newcastle, here on Get This, is I occasionally sing in an English accent for no reason.
It's great. Every day he does it.
We love a bit of Cockney.
The other thing we do is run late, which we're doing today.
We're always running late. We were going to play the Ed Cavalli documentary, which appeared in our very first episode.
Yeah.
I had requests for that for a long time.
Yeah.
Largely because it's got a bit of Paul Westerberg in it.
I love that.
And it's the only way we can get a bit of Westo onto the show.
Westo!
So we don't have time for that today. We will run it before the end of the week.
Yeah, that's cool.
In the meantime.
What do we got? Big stories?
Yeah, big stories. Over the weekend, what was this Maradona deal? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, because it was the tennis, Australia versus Argentina tennis. Mm. He's firmly in Argentina's camp. You know,
yeah, Leighton Hewitt was pelted with coins and spat on while Australian supporters traded insults with Argentino soccer idol Diego Maradona in an ugly backdrop to yesterday's or the day before's
the backdrop. Yeah.
Davis Cup semi-final. Maradona was on his feet twirling a T-shirt above his head, chanting ditties that questioned the sexuality of the Australian players, but the grandstanding backfired. He was infuriated by Australian spectators who mimed cocaine use. Did a bit of snort work. Cop that, Maradona.
I love how they mimed it. Yeah. I love how he's like, everyone's chanting and there's just a silent snort group from Australia.
Because he is 95% cocaine,
these
isn't he?
Days. Yeah. He's replacing the water. It's a special therapy they've got going on.
He's a powderholic. He's a man who calls Scarface an instructional video. I once saw a picture of him, and he had one of those, you know, the gold chain with the spoon around the neck. You know,
that
people that? Wear that.
Why do they do
That's
that?
A real 70s thing. Yeah, like, why does, like Stevie Nicks used to do that, isn't it?
What's why spoon?
Well, for spooning up the gear. Yeah. Oh. And a year later, I saw a similar photo. It was a coal scuttle by that time. He once snorted, it says here on Wikipedia, he once snorted the entire country of Guam. Have a look. It's not on the map anymore. Gone. I swear to you. See if you can find Guam. It's nowhere to be seen. Up Maradona's nose.
Imagine, like, this is the frightened villages of Guam just seeing this nostril coming over them.
Imagine all the public utilities. Imagine how painful that would be. Didn't stop him, though.
Get a power grid up there. Good buzz, though. Tell ya.
Woo! All right, what else is going on? What did you do over the weekend?
Heaps.
Yeah?
Yeah. Went and saw a few heaps of live bands.
Oh, good ones?
Yeah, saw the Cat Empire. They were sweet ass.
Oh, yeah. Did you go and see them just because the word cat is in there, though?
No, they didn't have any cats on stage.
No, that would be good, though.
That'd be nice.
Cats in sinks.
Little cat up there, little beret on, playing percussion. I'll talk about more about that later because I want to get to this. Man's testicles get stuck in deck chair. Right.
See, now, if I was like the editor of The Australian, that would be front page.
I'd have a 12-page lift out.
Just in the big headline, man's testicles get stuck in deck chair.
I love how they had to say man, you know.
Right. That's important
testicles
enough.
Testicles stuck in deck chairs aren't enough. How are they going to know whose they are? All right. A Croatian man got quite a surprise when he tried to get out of his deck chair and realized he couldn't because his testicles were stuffed.
Well, they probably were stuffed.
And pickled. The man, can't pronounce that, had gone swimming naked in the sea at a local beach in Western Croatia. Yeah. His testicles had shrunk while he was in the cool sea and slipped, this is the best bit, and slipped through the wooden sails when he sat back down on his wooden deck chair. But as he lay in the sun for some time, they expanded back to their normal size and got stuck between the narrow strips of wood. He was eventually freed after he called beach maintenance services on his mobile phone and they said, this is the best bit of the lot. And they sent a staff member to cut the deck chair in half.
Jeez.
But I don't...
The jaws of life were called in.
But listen to this. I don't reckon that you initially go to try and cut the deck chair.
Yeah.
I reckon just for a minute. Just for even if it was for a split second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like to believe there's a bit of a crowd on the Croatian beach. Flavio lolly bags all, right? And just a beach maintenance guy just kind of like tugging a bit, trying to get them out. And then what can you call him up? Excuse me. Yep, I'm on the beach. What's up?
Testicles stuck in a deck chair. Not again.
I've got seven other people to get to.
Just a row of people just sitting there.
Slip through the sails.
Waiting for it. Slip through the sails. See, I would put that on the front. Look at this. Here's today's Australia.
Testicles slip through sails.
Here's a headline. $12,000 jar of marmalade.
Wow.
See, I don't know what the story is. Put that on the front in really big headlines. Bin Laden possibly dead up the back in the odd spot.
What time? Tell me anything more you can tell us about the jar of marmalade. So,
see, that's another thing, Newcastle.
Is it classic? Is
Ed loves food-related stories. I don't know. It's just like really good marmalade.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What's it made of?
I don't know. Oranges, I think. It would cost £77 to spread a slice of toast. But wouldn't it be a good slice of toast?
Fantastic slice of toast.
There's nothing else really about it.
Oh, I hate that. Why do that to us?
Hang on.
Oh, here we go.
They believe it may have aphrodisiac qualities.
Ah, yeah.
We love the marmalade.
The ladies' good.
That's right.
No, we're talking.
That's another thing we do on the show. Surefire methods for getting the ladies going. And where do they like to go? They like to go up a certain mountain.
Oh.
Talkback Mountain. This
what
is where the big issues are floated and resolved.
Wow.
Up Talkback Mountain.
Fire our callers.
today, conspiracy theories, because there's this, have you got this email yet about Tom Cruise?
What's happened?
The latest Tom Cruise conspiracy theory, re-Suri, little baby
Can
Suri.
I guess?
What is it?
Because I know how to work my email, so I don't really look at it. But I reckon it is that baby Suri is not their baby. It's a baby that Scientology's given them to hang out with for a while so that they get more money somehow.
And then they swaddle it in blankets and fire it into the sun.
Fantastic. Good TV, though.
They often do that. It's religious. Don't question it.
Just send money. What's going on?
This is a theory that's going around. The story goes, and this is all alleged. This is all just,
sources?
Sources, insiders, onlookers.
Onlookers, lunches.
Fellow diners. Pals.
Sorry, like Croatian beach testicle removers.
All say that this is what's happened.
Yep.
When Katie Holmes split with her ex-boyfriend, Chris Klein. Him? Sort of a block of wood actor.
He's so soppy and dodgy.
He's like a real poor man's Keanu Reeves.
People used to tell me that I reminded them of me of that.
Of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You like that guy out of American Pie? I said, Nicky, stop nodding.
He agrees. It's up there with Robert Mills and the GE Money Genie. I saw him last night. You could be him.
Yeah, as if. I don't look anything like the GE Money Genie.
Okay, so she split with him in March 2005. She may or may not have realized she was pregnant with his baby, with Klein's baby.
Klein baby.
Started dating Tom in April 2005.
Yep.
When Tom found out she was expecting, he not only didn't mind, but insisted on taking credit for the pregnancy. They abruptly got engaged in June 2005. Since the baby was scheduled to be born too soon into their relationship, Tom and Katie faked the birth date. She actually gave birth months earlier than the announced birth. She wore padding for the last few months after the real birth, made sure she was photographed. In case you don't remember, Suri's announced April 18 birth was oddly undocumented. There were no hospital records or specifics. Where was Suri born? Tom and Katie didn't want their baby photographed because it would be apparent Suri wasn't newborn. After a few months, it's not so easy to recognise a baby's exact age. Have you noticed that Suri has uniquely slanted eyes, like Chris Klein? Plausible? The baby certainly does look older than it should. It's got that big Elvis haircut.
Big haircut, yeah. Drives a car.
It's got its own mobile phone account.
Very interesting.
Yeah. It's dating Cher. That's what
I think. Dating Cher.
Sorry, that's a joke that would have been funny 10 years ago.
I still like it.
Yeah. I'll be doing some gear on the Bicentennial later. Stick around.
Take back, Bicentennial.
But anyway, so that's just a nutty conspiracy
theory. No, I reckon I'd love it to be true.
Yeah, what do you think, Mr. Howard?
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
That's what we're looking
for. And he hasn't got the saying right. Have you noticed that? He says shocking horror, not shock horror.
Oh, well.
So he's gone to someone, what are the kids into? Shocking horror? I mean, I'm going to go with that.
Oh, I'm bootylicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so conspiracy theories.
I got one.
What?
It's the 25 words or less competition.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't realise, but I was having some lunch yesterday, and my friend said that all of them were into it except me. You know, you send into a competition. Now, they all said that none of them had ever won anything, and they were telling me some of their entries, and they were amazingly kind of inventive and interesting and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then, one of the friends was saying that he had a friend that used to win all the time. She had too many prizes banked up. She had a trip to Vanuatu and another trip to America and another trip. She had to start knocking them back because she was winning all the time.
So what was going on there?
Now, then I remembered that my cousin who works for a series of magazines companies, I asked her one day, how do you pick the winners for some of these writing things? And she said that sometimes they just pick one out of the top of the pile because they can't be bothered reading them all.
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
Wow. They just pick one at random.
She said sometimes they just go, yeah, you know what, I can't... Because so many people send them in, and they're all kind of like pun-filled, kind of dodge fest. And so she just goes, the one off the top will do.
And so how does your friend end up on the top, though?
Well, see, I haven't got that far into it.
Mm.
I think it's...
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
Yeah, you're not willing to say.
I'm not willing to say. I've said too much already.
People love a conspiracy theory about the moon landings not happening.
Yeah, that's a stretch for me.
There was a movie years ago, Capricorn 1,
which
looks weird now because OJ's in it.
Oh, hello.
Sorry, we're getting 10 fingers up.
Okay.
That means the show's going too long. What's that about?
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
And he's thinking for the word, another cover-up.
Yeah, another cover-up.
And he's kind of happy with himself.
So, what other things have been faked? Like, what about that Todd and Brand business? Maybe that was fake.
Really?
Were they down that mine at all? Maybe they were in the Sheraton on the Gold Coast,
oh my
clinking
goodness.
Champagne glasses and going, oh, camera's on, just crawl into that hole.
that we've dug.
That's good, Tone.
In the honeymoon suite. We'll just sit there for a while.
That's fantastic.
It never happened. Something Eddie McGuire cooked up.
That sounds right.
No, shocking horror. Another cover-up.
I'm onto that one.
See, absolutely. That'll be on the internet this afternoon.
What about the, you know, like the bicentennial?
Did that happen?
Well, I don't reckon.
Shocking horror. Another cover-up.
Do you know what the bicentennial was?
I went to Darling Harbour for it in Sydney.
How old were you?
I don't remember. I was young. And then, but I also went to World Expo 88 in Brisbane. I had a season pass.
Be impressed.
How
did you get that season pass?
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
Have you got a conspiracy theory, Mr. Marshall?
Yeah, I reckon that the government look at everyone's text messages. Seriously.
Whoa. Shocking horror, another cover-up.
Do you know why that came in late? Because Rich is sitting there nodding at me like, that's right, Ed.
cop that first,
Cavalier. Cop that, son.
Why would the government want to know whether someone's hot?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Prime Minister, apparently Hillary Duff's teeth may not be real. We've learnt that on a text message.
Shocking horror.
No, the government.
The cover-up. Why, Rich?
No, I think they've used the terrorism thing because they pushed some laws through, didn't they, so they could actually look at text messages. But I reckon they've been doing it for a long, long time. Wow. And they've got keywords, they've got red flags, pop up. They'd have all our text messages on file.
All of our text messages
every
on file?
Every single one, for sure.
They'd be bored reading mine.
We've got some communique between some terrorists. Where are you? I don't know, where are you? I'm down at Village. I'm having an ice cream. Gee, that guy's hot.
Is Jane there? I think so.
Where are you?
Seeing 10. Yeah. C and then a U and then N and then 10, you know the numbers?
Yeah. Right.
I've got a team of experts decoding bad spelling and poor grammar.
That's what Mark Vail will be doing. That's his new job. We're looking for conspiracy theories.
Wow.
Give us a call.
And local ones. Like if something just happened in your suburb.
Yeah.
Like the guys that used to steal all the mangoes. Mangoes? Yeah, we had a mango tree in Brisbane, community mango tree, and one night, I've said this before, one night on the first day of the season, the two guys would just come and steal all of them.
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
Thanks, John.
Float your theory. Have a float, give us a call.
Get some air.
1-333-53. That's Songbird from Bernard Fanning. Here at Get This, around the nation, now including Newcastle, we're floating a few theories climb a certain mountain.
Let's be honest, sometimes when we do phone-ins, no one calls because it's too baffling. Today, not the case. We're going to have to do this again because there are so many good ones that we can't even get to.
Fantastic.
But let's start. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Ed. How you going?
Mate, I'm excellent. Talk us through your theory.
All right. Well, I don't mean to make any sweeping statements, but I reckon Aussie ostrich was bumped off to make room for aggro.
Shocking horror. Another cover-up.
Oh, is that right? Boned.
Now, what do you reckon, Joel? What's the theory? What's going on?
Well, at the time, aggro was about to be axed. Mm. And I think Aussie ostrich was being favoured by the kids, so they had to make room for aggro, because I think aggro just touching up Anne Marie just wasn't doing it anymore.
Oh, is that going on?
Another good theory there, Joel.
Shocking horror. Another cover-up.
No, I think that's probably fair enough. And the kids thought it was more believable. The sort of small kind of oval-headed kind of grouch figure was just a lot more believable role model than a pink ostrich that sat in a desk.
But surely there's room for two puppets.
No.
There's room for Jake Wall and Carl Stefanovic on Australian TV.
There's hours of prime time for them. There's weeks and weeks of, scintillating entertainment coming our way. Plunging Stefanovic necklines from 6 till 10 every night. All right, Peter.
Skating injuries all over Jake's face at bus shelters around the nation. Yeah. The most disturbing ad campaign of all time.
Dear, I did.
Who else has got it?
Hi, Peter.
G'day, how are you?
Mate, I'm excellent. Talk us through your theory, bro.
My theory, you know that little hourglass that appears on the computer screen? This is global, this one.
Yeah.
You know the little hourglass that appears on the mouse arrow?
Yeah.
Every time it takes its time. Computers aren't really that slow, they're really very fast. Mm. That's been set up by Bill Gates, see? And every Microsoft computer that's ever been invented has got a communication device that goes via satellite back to the sensory organs in his brain, the pleasure organs.
Oh, my goodness.
So
wow.
And that's what it is. That's why he's always smiling. It's nothing to do with the money.
Right, so
every time,
he must just be constantly
wetting himself.
Constantly wet. Which, you know what? You've actually made a little jump there. Yeah. You've gone from he's constantly smiling to constantly wetting himself, which is a jump I'm glad you've made.
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
So he doesn't have time to go and get a decent haircut.
No.
Because he's just sitting at home watching the hourglass.
And emptying the diapers. Thank you, Peter. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Tell us your theory.
My theory is that I actually think that Osama bin Laden and Whitney Houston run off together.
Ah! Shocking horror. Another cover-up.
Wow. Because that's a bit of a coincidence in timing.
That's
firstly,
exactly right.
Whitney and Bobby Brown, the crack pipe of love is finally empty, so they've broken up.
That's right.
And then Osama mysteriously dies.
Kenya.
Yes.
They're having Chris Klein's baby, apparently.
Yeah, well, if it comes out with slanted eyes, we might have to have a...
Yeah, we have to have a closer look.
That's right.
Tanya, thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much, Tanya. I'm just trying to... Where would they be? A Tora Bora love nest.
That's good. Kentucky tour somewhere.
Yeah.
Kentucky tour Eastern Europe.
Keep an eye out for them.
Budapest. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you guys?
Mate, we're excellent. What's your theory, mate?
My theory is that you, Ed Cavalier, have got a lot of clones out there.
Really?
Yeah. Last week on Thank God You're Here, and then another station posing as someone called Rob Mills on Spicks and Specs.
Shocking horror, another cover-up.
Well, that is actually Ed on Thank God You're Here.
That is actually me.
Lurking inconspicuously up the back.
Standing in the background with a moustache on, trying not to draw attention to myself.
But I guess what you're saying is that Rob Mills could never appear on Thank God You're Here. So if we never see him on Thank God You're Here...
That's it.
Hang on a second.
That proves
in the
blue. Yeah.
I'm also from Newcastle as well, guys.
Are you?
Yes.
David, has the show been slightly baffling today?
It's not until 12 o'clock. I was from Newcastle, but then moved down to Sydney in March.
Just so you could hear the show live? Thanks, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, give us some information that we can, you know, slip into the show.
Give us some Newcastle knowledge.
And really impress the locals.
Well, on that station, there's David and Tanya in the morning.
They're great. Like them.
What else is there?
What do you like about... What's your best thing about Newcastle? What's a bit of David action in Newcastle?
Not much. That's why I moved down to Sydney.
Fantastic.
No, I'm joking. Dad'll be listening. Say hello to Dad.
David's dad.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when you wanted to move to Sydney, did you know, Dad get you aside and say, hey, you've got a good job here at the Steelworks. I don't want you going down to Sydney, putting on those dancing shoes and acting like a puff.
Yeah, he didn't approve of the dancing too much, but yeah.
Because that happens all the time in Newcastle, going in the movies.
People just dancing down the highway to get out.
Yeah, that's it. You have to dance or play a bit of footy, so.
Or both, David. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Quite
a bunch of theories.
That was cool. By the way, that's one of my favourite phone topics.
We'll do that again, definitely. The lawyers will want to have a word, but no. That's fantastic. Right. Thank you to everyone who called up. Fantastic. Thank you, Newcastle, everyone listening on KO for getting on board. And I think time for us to go.
Oh, it's early.
Yeah.
We're late early today.
We're running late, but not as late as we normally do. So it's kind
Sun's
of...
Sun's still up. We're okay.
It's unnerving. The bloke who comes on after us is still putting his pants on. Have a look at that.
I feel I should start reading the newspaper aloud or something. All right.
What was our key phrase today?
Shocking horror. Another cover-up.
See ya. And we'll be back tomorrow with Tony Wilson.
Right.
And it's all thanks to the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Newcastle Vito.